And second, 2020, Board of County Commissioners meetings for Los Angeles County, and call this meeting to order. Commissioner Hass, would you please lead us in the invocation?
Dear Lord, you know what we're worried about. You know we're stressed, unsettled, and worried about the what-ifs. Please with the situation and guide us one day at a time. Help us to not worry about what may happen. Please give us your wisdom and fill us with peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Commissioner Felix Lopez, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation.
Felix Lopez.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, Commissioner, we can hear you.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to a republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You kind of broke up there a little bit, Commissioner. Roll call.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Here. Approval of the agenda. Any changes or additions, Mr. Dornkamp?
Yes, Commissioner. New business, item B, under discussion and consideration of public declaration letter for Fishers Peak Fire Protection District, need to remove Trinidad Ambulance District and LAC Sheriff.
Could you state that again, Mr. Dornkamp? We lost you.
Under new business, item B, discussion and consideration of public declaration letter for Fishers Peak Fire Protection District, need to remove Trinidad Ambulance District and LAC Sheriff.
Do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. And we seem to have like a slight delay from you, Mr. Dornkamp. It almost appears that your computer might be slow or the internet's not properly working. So we'll just have to work through it. I can't wait to get to a regular meeting once again in person. I did have that opportunity this past week and it was quite nice. So we'll continue on with item two, consideration.
Mr. Dornkamp, I believe we lost Chair Luis Lopez. Am I correct?
I believe we have. I'm wondering if his audio hookup hasn't been the issue.
Well, I'd make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes for May 18th, 2020.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chairman Lopez is trying to get back on. So we'll give him a few minutes.
Thank you.
Felix, why don't you hum us a little interlude music?
I should.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right?
That is right.
You two are killing me.
We have enough audience that all of us can sing something together.
That could be interesting.
Kumbaya.
Please, Pam, lead us.
That would scare away the few that we have on.
Luis is having troubles getting tied back in, so we're going to try and patch him through on my cell phone. Luis, say something. We'll see if the audience can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Luis, did you hear? Did you hear Tony? I guess you did.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I guess we're ready to continue. Tony moved. Felix seconded the special meeting minutes of May 18th, so I'll ask for your vote on that. Or
Yes. Item B, regular meeting minutes of May 19th, 2020. Any questions or concerns? Entertain a motion, please.
A motion to approve the regular minutes of May 19, 2020.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. C, special meeting minutes of May 20th, 2020. Any concerns or questions? Entertain a motion.
Motion to approve special meeting minutes, May 2020.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Reading of correspondence, Commissioner Committee reports. Commissioner Hess, would you like to go first?
Yeah. So the fire season has started early this year, and on May 19th, the Cherry Canyon fire blew up north of Kim, about 15 miles. And on the 21st, a new fire in near Kim, about 11 miles east of the Cherry Canyon fire, blew up also, Fire 466. When that happened, we qualified for EFF. And on May 22nd, we signed the delegation of authority over to the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention. And then on May 23rd, the assumption of control. Where we qualified for EFF, the assumption of control was signed over, so the state took over. In all, there were 63 individuals that fought the fire. That includes our road and bridge, and a special thanks out to the road and bridge for helping with the fire lines and so on out there at Kim. There were no structures involved, and approximately 11,818 acres were burned. And I believe we've had two or three other fires. One near the Black Mesa by Branson, and then another one out by Delhi. So it's been pretty busy 10 days or so. That's all I have, Luis.
Sounds like we need some moisture out in your district there, Commissioner.
Yes. Much appreciated if it would come.
Pray for rain. Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Not really anything to report, just attending various meetings at the statewide level with CDPHE. Just keeping up with some of the COVID-19 emergency funds, going through the process. This afternoon, we're going to be having a CCI executive board meeting and going over the final formula distribution of the of those funds, of the $275 million, how much is that going to be available, eligibility, but I think the final formula, pretty much it's already out there. So today we'll go through details. Outside of that, just working, staying connected with our state representatives. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Tomorrow we will be having, through Council of Governments and Care and Share Program, another round of food distribution at the county fairgrounds. I believe they're starting at 10 a.m. We have folks out there today that are packing the food, and a lot of volunteers from Evergreen, Colorado State Patrol, Trinidad State nursing students, and many families, high school students, and some of our youth of our community have been helping in. To thank them very much for that. As I mentioned earlier, we did have a board meeting last week in person, finally, for the first time for Council of Governments. We kept our social distancing, kept the group to six, and all of our directors called in. It was very nice to have that finally in person, and I can't wait to see all your smiling faces as well. Council of Governments is moving forward, preparing for budget cuts as well. Not sure what it's going to look like in the unforeseen future. Also worry about a slight decrease in our AAA funding through the tax, property tax that is going to be eliminated for our seniors exemptions and our military. So that's a concern as well. OPI has two other local businesses that are applying, I believe, at this time, for some micro loans. So that is nice to see that people are trying to take advantage of this great opportunity that we have. And if anyone has any questions on that, please feel free to call me or Ms. Danelle Berg at Otero Partners Incorporated. And lastly, I'd like to thank all the hard work to the commissioners, our staff, our administrator, our attorney, our health department for getting our variance passed last Friday at the last minute of the day. There was multiple phone calls being made to the governor's office and CCI. And kudos to everybody. We've got our variance approved and moving forward with that. So that's all I have. We'll move on to public comment. Do we have anyone signed up, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, sir, we don't, but we have some phone numbers in the audience that I don't recognize. Perhaps they want to make a public comment.
Okay, at this time, if you would please keep to a three-minute limit. If there's anyone on the call that would like to make public comment, please go ahead and announce your name and get started. And you may have to star six to unmute. Okay, having none, we will move on to presentations. Do we have any presentations, Mr. Dornkamp?
No, Commissioner, we don't.
Okay, elected officials update. I guess we could start off with Los Angeles County Sheriff. Mr. Navarrete, are you on the line?
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. Just an update on the Cherry Fire that Commissioner Hassid spoke about. I did speak with Chief Unwin of the Kim Fire. We officially took over the fire back yesterday, and I was informed that a new one may have started just off of that section, of one of the sections of the Cherry Fire. They're still checking into it and haven't heard back yet, but Division of Fire Battalion chief has, for our region, has been contacted again. So he's going to get with the Chief Unwin and see what we're looking at. I will give you updates as soon as I hear that. And as far as the Cherry Fire, I believe last we had was 80% containment, and when it was turned back over to our Kim Fire, volunteer fire. We don't have any acres as of yet. We're still working on the numbers for that, but it's obviously still burning a little bit, but we will keep you updated on that.
Thank you, Sheriff Neverett. We have anyone from the Treasurer's Office? Mrs. Leonetti, are you on the line? About the clerk and recorder.
This is Peach. I am on the line. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. We have a short but sweet update. Nothing's really transpired between last week's call and today other than a meeting with the Secretary of State via phone yesterday. They are in preparations to have counties submit by email requests for reimbursement on all of the upgrades that we've made to the office, and we fully intend to ask for whatever funds might be available. I'm sure they would qualify it. That includes PPE, all the installations that we've made in the office. We're only waiting for one more piece of equipment for the cage, which is not very pertinent right now, but we're real close to opening. Other than that, just we intend to apply for reimbursement on those funds. And if there's anything, I believe Joseph is on the call, that he wants to chime in about, go ahead, Joseph.
The one other thing too, our new employee's training has worked out really well. She's doing really, really great. And yeah, for the most part, our security upgrades are, for the most part, done. We're just waiting on one thing, like Peach said. So, things are going well.
Yeah, so we're almost ready to open. We're just waiting on the call, and we're ready to go.
Great. Thank you both for that update. I hope everything goes well when we get up and going. Our county assessor, Mrs. Amato, are you on the line? Anyone from the district attorney's office? County coroner's office, Mr. Junior Berkner? Unfinished business. Do we have any unfinished business, Mr. Storkamp?
No, Commissioner, we do not.
Thank you, sir. Moving right along, new business, discussion and consideration of protocol for the third judicial offices within the courthouse. Mr. Storkamp.
Commissioners, I'm going to refer this to County Attorney Pam Nelson. She's been working on this.
Good morning, Commissioners. So yesterday, and then I think again finally this morning, the final version of this has gone out. This was on for the last meeting to consider as well, but some changes needed to be made. So as everybody is aware, when I believe March 20th is when county offices themselves were closed to public access, although still open and operating. They were not allowing the public in to allow the offices to kind of do some of the stuff that Peach was talking about earlier to get things going so that it's safe for us to have public come back in. During that time, Third Judicial, which is the courts upstairs and probation, remained open for certain services. The Chief Judge, Leslie Gerbaugh, had done an administrative order. I think she's updated that a couple of times. But there are certain instances that they legally have to be open to allow people to come in. So even though the courthouse generally has not been public access, upstairs always has been. And what we needed to put in place was a protocol as to handle people who are coming in for those certain hearings or to file emergency paperwork or things that they have going on upstairs. So this is a draft of what that protocol looked like for those parties who are allowed to enter and go up to the third floor We've worked on this. I worked on it with Mr. Dorenkamp, Ms. Chavez from Emergency Management, and Judge Gerbaugh from the courts. What we have is basically the protocol that will be in place. Security will do the screening. There is a form that was attached this morning as well. Ms. Chavez developed that form, and that will be filled out by security, and then it'll be turned in to Ms. Chavez at the end of each day so that it is securely kept by her. The point of the form is so that if we do have someone come into the courthouse that is later determined to be positive, it helps the health department with their contact tracing. So that is completed and compiled, and we just need the commissioners, if you have any questions regarding what's in there, but that's the protocol that will take place for parties who need to visit their judicial. This is kind of also going to be a little bit of a guideline of what we'll use when we hopefully soon come to the day where we're looking at opening up our county offices again as well.
Counselor, I have one question, and you might have stated this in your statement there. With the health department, do we have their approval of this?
I should have said that. I'm sorry. Yes, in developing this, I have had conversations with Ms. Gonzalez. She was also on a conference call with myself and Judge Gerbaugh last week. And the last time I spoke with her, she did not express any concerns with it. I don't want to say that she actively has approved it because I don't have any of that in writing, but she has not given me any concerns regarding it.
Thank you for the clarification. Any other questions or concerns?
Council, good morning. So the form, as I read both the Word document and the Excel spreadsheet, I believe it addresses just about everything. And you mentioned that's a draft form. Are we to expect an additional updates, edits, or additions to any one of these two forms?
Not to the Excel shed sheet. That's going to be what traces the people who come in, and it's the questions that are being required by the health department to be asked, the fever question, the travel question. That will probably stay the same and will continue to be monitored by security. The protocol itself will be changed when the department or when the county looks at opening the building itself back up to the public. We're not sure what that's going to look like yet. I believe Ms. Chavez also has a separate document that she's been working on that goes into a little bit more detail. So this likely will change when the county itself is starting to be able to open our buildings up. But as we discussed at our work session, I think last week, we still need to get a few things in place. We still don't have all the products that Mr. Dorenkamp has ordered. So we're not there yet, but at least we're one step closer, and this is hopefully a guide along with the documents that Ms. Chavez has prepared that will get us to where we need to be.
Okay, and then one last final question on the form, on the Excel form, on the very last far right column K, it has, of course, date, time, temperature, and then department. Is that referring to the department that the individual is going to or has an appointment with at the courthouse?
That's correct. So right now that should just stay either probation or district or county court. But that's why we can continue to use that form once we open up. Then we would be able to put clerk and recorder, admin office. That way we know who they were specifically going to in the courthouse.
And in the event that somebody would have a fever, is that going to be reported to the health department?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Can you say that again?
Yes. In the event that we have somebody here, you know, we're saying 100.4 degrees for temperature. That's what is going to be acceptable. If somebody comes in at 101 degree, what is the next step?
With the fever, I believe that one, they're not allowed in the building. I think Ms. Gonzalez is on, and I would defer to her on that piece of it. However, if you're asking if someone comes in with a fever, if we're going to pick up the phone and call the health department and say, hey, somebody had a fever, no, that's not the intention behind the document. There are certain things, I have the document in front of me and I lost it again, that I believe says that they can't be allowed in if they have a temperature. Yes, no party shall be admitted if the temperature is over 100.4. So they can't come into the building if they have the high temperature, but it's not necessarily something that we're going to call and report to the health department.
Thank you. That was my question.
concerns from the board?
No, my questions were addressed. Thank you.
I'd like to also thank everyone for their hard work on this, including our Sheriff's Department for assisting in this matter for us in the security. So thank you, Sheriff Neverett, and your staff at the front doors. So without any, have any other discussion on this, entertain a motion for this protocol.
I'll make the motion to accept this protocol for the third judicial offices.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item B, discussion and consideration of public declaration letter for Fisher's Peak Fire Protection District. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before you is a public declaration letter for Fisher's Peak Fire Protection District. I'll also refer this to County Administrator, County Attorney Pam Nelson. She's the one been working on this.
Thank you, Phil. Your Honor, I'm sorry. I had court yesterday. Commissioners, I believe Mr. Pinsky is also on the line for this today. He reached out to me last week. And under the FAA, you have to have special permission to fly an unmanned drone. And in order to even, my understanding from him is to even start the application process, you have to first show that you're an agency that they call a public agency and that you would qualify under their rules. And the agency itself cannot say, hey, I'm a public agency. They actually have to have a governmental agency say, yes, this department, this is specifically a governmental agency. So with Mr. Pinsky's help, we drafted this letter that states who they are, that they're Fisher's Peak Fire Protection District, under what Colorado statutes they qualify as a public agency, and then they also have to state in here that they will only operate this unmanned aircraft for governmental functions. For them, it would be fire and search and rescue operations, and that they will not operate it for commercial purposes. So with the board's approval, this also specific to the USC states that it has to be signed by the attorney, although it's approved by the governmental agency, which is the board. So that's why this letter is written the way that it's written. On your letterhead, however, signed by me with my information, we also have Mr. Pinsky's contact information in there. This will be sent to the Federal Aviation Administration, as it states in the letter. We also will be considering these for a couple of other agencies. They, as Mr. Dornkamp said earlier, those were removed. I don't have those letters ready, but for Fisher's Peak, it is ready to go. If it is approved by the board today, I'll sign it. They want it sent in the mail and through email, so I'll get that out today.
Thank you for that. Any questions or concerns on the board?
Yes, Chairman, I do have one question. Is counsel, in the event that the county would want to, you know, I don't see a reason to do so, but the question would be, in the event that we want to see what information is being collected by the drone, I would imagine that those records are public and would be available basically to anyone, you know, should they be flying because there is a fire going on and they're searching and researching and flying over residential property and so on. Will those files be available for inspection at any time?
Commissioner Lopez, I'm not sure if Mr. Pinsky can answer that. I myself can't. It's the FAA that would control whether or not that's released, it, or Fisher's Peak themselves, if they're the ones that are collecting it. If they're collecting it for a public purpose, as they say they're going to, I believe it should fall under a CORA request if one were made. However, we as the county would not be overseeing that or controlling that, so it would not be up to us to make that determination. It would be up to Fisher's Peak and to the FAA.
Hi, my name is Steve Pinsky. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So I'm a member of Fisher's Peak Fire, and I'm also a certified drone pilot with the FAA, have been for 3.5 years or so. And We would keep track of all the video or pictures or anything taken. And if anyone, if the county commissioners wanted us to release it to whoever, you know, we could do that. I just wanted to point out that flying a drone in the United States, if you're a public entity like a sheriff's office, police, fire, ambulance, you are not allowed to just go buy a drone and start doing operations. You have, there's one of two ways to fly a drone in a public agency. One is to be certified individually to fly, which I am, which is why we bought a drone. But the problem is you have to individually certify each person in your fire department or police department or sheriff's department if that's the way you want to go. The better way is to get a certificate of authorization, which is what Pam mentioned, from the FAA, and that allows you as an agency to self-certify your drone pilots and your drones, and it gives you much more freedom. But to do this, like Pam said, the first step is this letter, just saying we are public. And then I go apply to the FAA for this authorization. So that's the route we want to take, because I don't want to be the only pilot in our department flying. We'd like to certify 5 or 6 different people.
Thank you for the clarification, Ms. Pinsky.
Sure.
Yeah. Any other questions or concerns from the board? Entertain a motion at this time.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consideration of public declaration letter for Fisher's Peak Fire Protection District.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez? Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, and I'd like to say a quick thank you to all of our firefighters in our community for what they do, especially now we've had these last few fires, last few weeks. Big shout out to all you guys and men and women that are helping and assisting in this dangerous time. And also to Commissioner Haas and Kim Chavez and all their efforts on this Cherry Fire. They spent a lot of time back and forth to Kim and the board as well for all of their support for our Sheriff's Department and Joel Obiondo as well. Thank you all for what you guys do. Moving right along, financial matters, considerations of bills and payroll for second half of May 2020. Mrs. Coberly, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line. Good morning. For Los Angeles County, payroll as of May 31st was $162,608.82. Bills paid on May 13th, a purchase of fuel for $6,701.76. Bills paid on May 20th, $121,952.58. Bills paid on May 27th was $145,623.77. In there, we had the Crooked Recorder received another grant, and they paid a portion of it for $63,494.50, and we paid 75% of our audit bill for $24,675. That's it for Los Angeles County.
Any questions or concerns from the board? Entertain a motion at this time.
I'll make a motion to approve the payroll for the second half of May 2020.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Acting in its capacity as a Board of Human Services, consideration of bills and payroll for the second half of May 2020. Mrs. Corbley.
Department of Human Services payroll as of May 31st was $69,857.85. Bills paid on May 21st was $9,574.35. Bills paid on May 27th for MedTrans was $4,160.64. And then bills paid on May 28th, $15,503.06. That's it for Department of Human Services.
Do I have any questions from the board? Entertain a motion at this time.
Make a motion for the consideration of bills and payroll for second half of May 2020.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Executive session. The board will meet in executive session under CRS 24-64024B, conferring with the county attorney for the purposes of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions. Farm lease, school plan review and inspection, Starkville property, and CARES Act Coronavirus Relief Fund. I hear a motion.
Motion to go into executive.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes, and we'll take a 10-minute recess. Everybody can get on the other line. It'll say we'll reconvene at 9:50 a.m. Thank you, everybody.